This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. Plenty of time for your call about whatever's on your mind. You may use our phone lines. They're toll-free and brought to you by ProXPN. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Ellen.
And Daryl.
And, of course, you can join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, and that's where Andy is. In fact, Andy, I didn't ask you where you were calling from. Where are you, by the way?
I'm in Long Island, New York.
Long Island. Welcome to Free Talk Live. We've been discussing with you, Andy, the Free State Project and secession, which is different from succession. But secession is the idea of a political body of some sort removing itself from another political body of which it was a part. So, for instance, New Hampshire could secede from the United States. South Sudan could secede from Sudan. You
know. They already did.
Right. I'm just giving some examples of... is it Ireland that's looking to secede from the UK?
Ireland... Well, Ireland isn't part of the UK.
It's not.
Northern
okay.
Ireland is.
Ah, okay.
There's a referendum in Scotland.
Scotland.
In September of this year. And Barack Obama has come out in opposition to Scottish independence.
Interesting.
Saying that somehow the United States needs a united Britain in order for Britain to be a good ally. As if, you know, Scotland couldn't also be a good ally.
That's interesting because normally the U.S. government supports secession movements worldwide.
But only where the country is run by a dictator.
Yeah, only when it's not one of their buddies, I guess, apparently.
Well, the U.S. isn't supportive of the moves in Iraq to split that country apart. There's a very strong secessionist movement in the northern portion of Iraq, in Kurdistan.
Good point. So as long as the U.S. has no, the U.S. government has no interests in that country.
As long as the U.S. benefits from the new country being formed, the U.S. government supports the secession.
So, Andy, you were saying you didn't think secession was a good idea, and you barely had time to really explain why. Could you do that for me?
Yeah, well, I just wanted to make the point that, you know, if you guys are successful and, you know, you change the state for the better and you, you know, make an example of it, I think people look positive at that, you know, positively at that and say, wow, how do we make our state like that? And you know, you can be a model. But if you decide to, you know, just kind of be your own thing and not want to include everybody else, it kind of gives it a negative tone where people would look at it and say, oh, you know, they're not interested in helping the country as a whole, but
well,
they just want to help themselves.
I'm sure that if New Hampshire seceded, they would want to include other people, as in, like, in terms of free market trade and things like that. It just would be run by a different government.
My hopes for secession is that once one domino falls, I want the rest of the country to secede as well. And then I want Barack Obama or whoever is the president to wind up being in the White House, you know, presiding over, like, the 40 square miles or whatever it is that is in Washington, D.C. I don't want there to be a United States government.
Yeah.
I hope that the Six Californias initiative that goes on the ballot in California in 2016, I hope it passes. I hope Texas winds up splitting into a bunch of different states. I would love to see every state in, you know, the western part of the U.S. declare independence and then counties within the states declare independence. I have long said that I support the 7 billion state solution.
Mm.
Yeah, I question the success of it, though, because this is what the Civil War was fought over. The South was not allowed to secede at all.
Well, the funny thing about the Civil War is that when the New England states threatened to secede in the 1830s, nobody said, you can't do that. But when the Southern states seceded, Abe Lincoln wanted to keep the Union together, and he somehow saw the splitting apart of the country as violative of the U.S. Constitution.
Well, it was really a threat to his power.
It right? was. It was a respect by authority. That's why he arrested a large portion of the Maryland legislature, enough to where they still had a quorum so that they could meet, but not enough to where they could actually vote on secession. He arrested the secessionist legislators.
So, Andy, my response to what you were saying there about the concerns that some people will have, like if New Hampshire goes ahead and secedes, and maybe we won't be the first, maybe Vermont will go first, I don't know, but if whatever state goes ahead and secedes, your concern was that some people will look at that and they'll say, oh, well, they're just leaving us here because they're all out in it for themselves. I'm not really worried about impressing those people. I mean, there are going to be people out there who want to stick with the crown, right? Like if you go back to the United States seceding from Great Britain, there were, what was it, 30% of the people who supported it, 30% of the people who opposed it, and 30% who just didn't care, you know, some sort of breakdown.
I've heard that,
like that.
Statistic, and I've also heard that it was a smaller percentage that was actually supportive of secession.
I heard that it was a smaller percentage who was actually supportive, like, by doing something, you know, like by shielding the soldiers or, you know, hiding
right.
people out, that kind of thing. Willing to take some sort of risk, probably only 10% there. But there were others who, like, quietly would have supported it. But there's always going to be the, you know, the kind of the adherence to the crown, the people who like the status quo, the people
right.
who, you know, don't appreciate the idea of secession, but I don't really worry myself about those people.
Right,
I only want to promote this idea in as understandable a way as possible, show the benefits of it, and hopefully convince people.
And, you know, as much as I like Gigi Bowman down in Long Island,
mm-hmm.
she wants to, you know, like, somehow save Long Island. We have to stay in Long Island. Can't go to New Hampshire because Long Island needs my help. And while, you know, I respect where she's coming from, I just don't see it as very viable.
Yeah. Why? Well, now, why is that funny? You laughed, Andy. Why is that funny as someone who lives in Long Island?
Well, because there's always been a movement of trying to get Long Island to be the 51st state, and that hasn't really gone far. But it's always been on the back burner of people's minds.
Right.
Because
so
we're in the shadow of New York.
Let me play devil's advocate here for a second, Andy, and say that if Long Island seceded from New York State to create its own state, wouldn't they be sending a message to the rest of New York that we're not in it for all of you, we are in it for ourselves?
Well, we'd still be part of the United States, though. We'd still have a star on the flag, and you'd be part of, you know, the Union. So
right, but it's the same scenario, only on a smaller scale.
Right. Why is the mythology of the United States so important to you? What does it matter whether or not I'm in a, you know, I'm in a place where there's some sort of political union with other people who are 1,000 miles away from me and have absolutely nothing whatsoever to do with me on a daily basis? Why does that even matter?
Well, it's just, you know, power on the world stage, maybe. I mean, you know.
I don't seek that, though. I'm not interested in power over others on the world stage or anywhere, for that matter.
Well, aren't you afraid if you know, you have a little tiny country that anybody could forcibly take it over?
No, not at all. I mean, there's plenty of tiny countries out there, and they're doing just fine. I mean, you look at Andorra, for instance. You know, that's one example. There are many tiny little countries out there. And besides that, New Hampshire is very well armed. There are a lot of people here who have guns. I don't know if it's that way in Long Island, but here in New Hampshire.
I don't think you're allowed to own a gun in Long Island.
I don't think so either.
No, my brother has one, so.
Oh, you are.
Plenty of them, actually. He goes shooting all the time.
You are allowed to own guns in Long Island. That's good to know. It's so close to New York City, I just figured it was the same kind of gun restrictions there.
Well, you know, but no, it's America, and I believe in the Constitution. And
why?
Why do you believe
in the Constitution? Did you sign it?
Did I sign it? No, but...
would you?
Would I? The way it is? Well, I don't like the part where they, you know, had prohibition and then took it away again.
Yeah. There's also that whole part where black people are 3/5 of a man.
Yeah, there's
that's
a lot of
cool.
You know, if I could just write it over again from scratch, I'd definitely make it.
Wouldn't you agree, though, that as Lysander Spooner put it, that the Constitution either has authorized the tyranny that we have today or has been powerless to prevent it?
Isn't that something to do with the Necessary and Proper Clause?
I'm not sure what you mean.
There's a clause that states that you can pass a law that is necessary or proper.
Hmm.
It's completely subjective.
There's always loopholes, right?
That's the area where subjectivity is able to come in and people can just make things like the National Defense Authorization Act. Like, this is necessary.
But I don't think if you rewrote it, Ellen, that it would you'd solve that problem. Like, even if you changed that clause, that all of a sudden government wouldn't be able to grow or wouldn't find excuses or reasons to just simply ignore their own rules. Andy, good call, man. Thanks for bringing the subject up. I think we need to talk more about secession. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Mark Edge of Free Talk Live, and I've got something awesome to share with you. I've recently joined Liberty.me. It's an online city devoted to people who love liberty. Break free of the flame wars and bridge-dwelling denizens of Facebook. You deserve better. You deserve a friendly, ad-free social network where you can chat 24 hours a day with like-minded souls around the world, attend live interactive classes with experts on economics, finance, politics, and money, access a vast library of books, and discuss them with your reading group. Better your life with exclusive self-help guides on investing, self-defense, homeschooling, security, healthcare, saving money, and starting a business. Become a libertarian luminary yourself and get paid in the process by publishing your works on Liberty.me. Get tipped via PayPal and Bitcoin.
The first step towards freedom is to invest in yourself. Start your free 30-day trial now at Liberty.me.
I love being a member of Liberty.me, and I think you will too. The first month is free. Sign up and say hello.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the space age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring us whatever you want. Toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com, so enjoy the features waiting for you there. In fact, I was talking earlier about Bitcoin wallets. You can go get one from blockchain.info for free. but then you've got to have bitcoins to load up into the wallet. So how do you get those? Well, you can go to ExpressCoin.com. ExpressCoin is the best choice for buying bitcoins. Now Dogecoin, Litecoin, Blackcoin, and Darkcoin. So they've got some new altcoins available there as well. You can get them with money order, check, or wire transfer, or you can even deposit cash at credit unions with shared branching. Go to ExpressCoin.com to get started. They pride themselves on their customer service. They want to take care of your needs. So go to ExpressCoin.com and get rolling with your Bitcoins or alternatives over at ExpressCoin.com. They've got a smartphone app, and they're now available in Canada as well. Let's jump right back into your calls and thoughts, whether it's secession, the market basket, grocer conflict, or whatever's on your mind tonight. Bobby is in Lakeville, Florida. You're on Free Talk Live.
How you guys doing tonight?
Bobby, good. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, yeah. I got Baker Acted again. I told you guys last time I got Baker Acted.
And, Baker Act is a Florida law that allows people to be taken against their will and put into a mental ward, basically, for a 72-hour period. But even after that, they can keep you there on the say-so of essentially some sort of shrink and nod from a judge. So you were Baker Acted again. Go ahead.
Yes, I was Baker Acted again. This time, how it happened, I was walking down the road again, and I walked home from a bar, and a cop, he came over and started harassing me. And it's only about a mile walk. And he came up, and he sees me walking on the road, and he puts his lights on behind me, and like he's pulling me over. I'm not even driving.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So he has his head out the window and says, "Hey, man, I need to talk to you for a minute. You just stop." And so I stopped, and I start talking to him, and I got a couple of beers in me and stuff. And I said, "Sir," and I was trying to use the techniques you guys told me before, because this is a very common occurrence now around here. And I think this cop knows my parents anyways. And last time I got, we're all kind of from the same area, and it's a small town, you know. And so these things get around pretty
fast. What's he asking you about? What are some of the things he's, you know, he got out of his car, he came over to talk to you, what happened?
He said, "Well, look, if you're stumbling while you're walking down the road, we wanted to make sure I was okay." And I said, "I'm fine." And he went on asking if he could call an ambulance for me because he didn't think I was fine. And he asked me if I could submit to a blood test, you know, just to prove to him that I'm not fine. Go down.
Whoa.
Yeah. Submit to a blood test for him because he doesn't think I'm fine and that I'm a danger.
Where would you have to go for that blood test? Would he take you into a hospital?
No, I don't know exactly what he took me into, but I think they have their own collectors at the they got these little hubs at the sheriff's, and they have these little hubs around they just took over my local little town's police. And like they only have two or three police officers there, but then they take over their the little city's police and use that as like a hub.
So Bobby, what happened? I mean, you told him you didn't want to take the blood test. Then what?
Right, I told him I didn't take the blood test, and he told me that he felt that I was danger myself. And I said, "Sure, I'm not danger myself. I mean, can I go? Am I free to leave?" He said, "No, you're not free to leave." And he says, "You're talking irrationally, and you know, I was maybe slurring my words a little bit and stuff." And he asked me if I've ever been Baker Acted before. And that's why, you know, it's a tight-knit community around here. And, like, the cops, the sheriffs, they stay in, like, three certain areas and stuff. And
now, I didn't know that. You're kind of getting off on a tangent there. I want to make sure we focus on what happened to you. So I didn't know that Baker Acting could happen for being drunk.
Well, no, but it can be if an officer thinks you're going to be a harm to yourself.
Uh-huh. So if you're so drunk that you could be a harm to yourself, they can then take you and put you in a medical hold for 72 hours in a crazy house.
Or even if you are mildly drunk and they think you might be a danger to yourself.
That's what I'm saying, if you're drunk.
Well, you said if you're so drunk.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, it's up to the cop, right? So the cop determines how drunk you are.
Even if you're completely sober, if they think that you are a danger to yourself. I used to work as a security guard in Pennsylvania at a hospital, and Pennsylvania has something they call 302, which is...
Same thing,
just a different name, where it's involuntary
commitment
to a mental institution, to where if you say something that somebody thinks could be interpreted in a way that you are a danger to yourself or someone else. So, you know, for instance, I've got this horrible headache that I've had for almost 3 years. If I woke up and said, I don't really feel like being alive today.
I'm going to kill myself. No, it hurts so much.
No, if I just said, and I've actually witnessed people get put into the mental institution for saying, I don't feel like being alive today.
Crazy. So, Bobby, what else did you want to highlight from your experience?
So, I highlight from the experience I was in there, and then they go through all your past different records and stuff while I've been in there before. And last time I was in there, it was total crap, you know. And, like, it seems like they're definitely more abusive toward me this time. While I was in there, he took me in his cop car, took me to an escort down to the hospital. And then, while I was in the hospital, once you do get big cracks, if you refuse any care that they give you, they can mark that down on you and keep you longer. And, you know.
How long did they keep you on this run?
This one was about 5 days.
Jeez.
So the past 3 weeks, I've been in there probably like a total of 15 days.
How is it that they're able to keep you beyond the 3 days? Is it they have the assessor come and talk to you, and then they determine he's still a danger to himself even though he's completely sober?
Well, what they do is that you have your habeas corpus, and after 72 hours, the doctor, what they'll do, they'll have you sign your voluntary papers, and so you've actually then you're voluntary, but you're not really voluntary any more than you're involuntarily, because you sign voluntary papers. If you don't sign the voluntary papers, they take you to court, and I got to see what happens when they take people to court.
So they gave you papers that would have kept you in? Is that what the papers do?
They gave me an ultimatum that they're going to either take me to court or I could sign these voluntary papers and let the doctor keep doing what he, you know, thought, because he thought it would be a couple more days. But if I didn't sign voluntary, he was going to take me to court the next day. And he kind of, like, let it off, let me know that he was going to keep me even longer than a couple more days if I didn't do voluntary, like he said.
And if you sign these voluntary papers, that does what exactly?
You sign the voluntary papers, that means they can keep you longer than that 72 hours, and you're off.
Else you go in front of a judge, which is what you ended up doing. You didn't sign the papers. You went in front of the judge. Hang on, Bobby. We'll let you tell the rest of the story here in a moment. Toll-free number for you, 855-450-FREE. Have you been involuntarily committed?
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want by dialing toll-free, 855-450-FREE. We've got Skype. Skype on into the show. Our username there is lrn.fm, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Speaking of being online, you really should take some steps to protect your privacy. One of them that you can take is to hook up with ProXPN. It's a global virtual private network that encrypts your online data, meaning that before it leaves your computer, it's encrypted. Therefore, your ISP, your internet service provider, cannot snoop on you anymore, and they're probably snooping right now. Logging every website you visit, logging every search term you enter, keeping those logs in some cases as long as 5 years. So you can stop that from happening by installing ProXPN. Their software is free. You can download it at Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, and Android devices. Linux users, setup's a little different for you, but you can get it working as well. ProXPN.com/FTL. Go there, get started. Now, as I said, there is a free account, but it's limited in what you can do. The bandwidth is limited, first and foremost. So to go to an unlimited bandwidth account, the premium account, where you can connect to servers around the world and you can privately torrent, you'll need our discount code. It's FTL20. That saves you 20% off the price of the premium account. And if you order the annual plan, that breaks the price down to $5 per month. Go to proxpn.com/FTL and get started there. And again, use code FTL20. Don't forget there's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, and ProXPN does not keep online records of your online habits at all. So proxpn.com/FTL. Bobby is in Lakeville, Florida. He's talking about what in Florida is called the Baker Act. Daryl, you said in Philly or in Pennsylvania it's called 302.
Section 302 of some criminal statute, something. And then if you voluntarily commit yourself, that's a 201.
So in this case, it's involuntary commitment. It's called something different in, I think, almost every state. But they all pretty much have these things. And what you were just telling us, Bobby, is that after you are committed, on the third day they come and they give you papers that they say are voluntary, that if you sign them, you are essentially continuing to commit yourself in the mental ward. Else, you can then go to a judge. Is that right?
That's right.
Doesn't sound very voluntary to me, but what happens with the judge option? You said you found that out.
Right. So what happens with the judge option, I went and did, I exercised my habeas corpus, they call it, and they had the judge, a judge comes in with his bailiff, and the bailiff is fully armed with a taser and a gun.
Wait. The judge comes into the mental hospital?
Yes.
That's interesting. Okay.
It's part of their health board. It's a judge. He comes into the mental hospital there, and they set up in the community room. And everybody has their little public defender. So before the judge is there, the public defender is making her little rounds, going around like an hour before the judge gets there, asking us, you know, why do we think we should be able to leave and this and that. And, you know, she's basically like a patsy for them.
Okay.
So I talked to her, and she explained to me that the doctor was going to say his piece, and then I was going to say my piece. And what they have to do, in Florida at least, there has to be two medical doctors, the one that you see, and then there has to be another doctor, psychiatrist doctor, and he has to sign off on it too. So there's got to be two doctors, and then the judge signs off on it.
And what are they signing off on, the idea of committing you further or letting you out?
Well, either or.
Okay.
So I'm in there, and there's 13 of us that have to go and see the judge that day. And I'm waiting my turn. And as people come out, you know, I'm seeing them crying. Like, this one lady comes out, she's devastated because she thought she was going to get to go home. She didn't get to go home.
Mm.
And a guy came out, and he got mad, and he came out and started yelling and screaming. Was that only going to add to his stay? He did. People were inflamed. And I was watching the doctor and the other doctor, and it looked like, you know, they were pretty much pals. You're like, this is a golfing buddy or something.
Mm-hmm.
He has in there. And so they're sitting there laughing, talking, making jokes. This is cool. I like to see people happy, but I don't know. This seemed a little too cozy for my comfort, man.
Mm.
So I finally get up there. I get my turn, and the public defender, she steps up and she says, "Tell me to come on up there." And the medical doctor told them that I wouldn't take any of the medications that I was being prescribed by them, and that I refused to eat the food while I was there, and that if I didn't start complying, that they needed to keep me longer because they needed to make sure that I wasn't going to harm myself by not taking medication that they just put me on because they think I need to be on this medication. And both the doctors, I didn't win at all. Both the doctors, they signed off on it. The judge then stamped it. And I was in there for, you know, another four days or so.
Wow. You know, it's so sad to see that, you know, anybody that expresses too much emotion or not enough emotion can be looked at as crazy. Or, like, if you don't want to put
a substance
into your body that doctors are telling you to take, but you don't know what it is,
right,
it might have negative effects on you.
What do you
making
need
making that choice for yourself, that's looked down upon.
What's the medication supposedly for? You were drunk that night. I mean, is the medication going to make you not a drunk from that point on? I mean,
most medications say don't mix with alcohol, so giving somebody that's intoxicated medication...
He wasn't on alcohol the 3 days he was in there. But regardless,
no,
Bobby, so they signed off. How did you end up getting out after the other 4 days?
I took all the medication that they wanted me to while I was there. I agreed to do their outpatient, but, you know, there's no legal binding once you get out. But I started taking the medication there. It really threw me off. It gave me back pain. It was giving me nightmares. I mean, it was just really sick because, you know, then they stick me on this stuff called trazodone, and It's supposed to be a sleeping medication, but it can contort your body and stuff. And it gave me this really bad erection that would stay longer than an hour. I mean, it's just a terrible feeling.
And so if you don't take their medication, could in theory you be held for the rest of your life?
Oh, in theory, yes. They kept going back to your court, and they could send you to the state mental hospital too if they gave you.
Right. And this guy's got oppositional defiance disorder. He won't do what we say. He must be crazy. Thanks, Bobby, for your story. I appreciate the detail and the heads up for people. They need to know that this exists, and it's not uncommon. Bobby happened to have called the show twice about the same thing over the last couple weeks. But he's not the only one they're doing this to. And the fact that you could be walking home from a bar and taken into a mental facility for safekeeping is, to me, so crazy and so wrong. Because there's this big push against people driving drunk, right?
Right.
The idea is driving drunk is bad.
And he's lucky they didn't also charge him with drunk in public.
Maybe, does that exist everywhere? I'm not sure if
it exists in most places.
Here in Keene, in New Hampshire, you get what's called protective custody, which is not actually a charge. It's just something that they hit you with for an overnight. So in Keene, if you're too drunk to be on the streets, a possible danger to yourself, you know, like staggering into traffic or something like that, that's the reason why they supposedly take people. They then lock them in a cage at the jail for the night, and then they let them out the next day. So I don't think that's the same thing. It's not. I don't know if it's the same statute as involuntary commitment, whatever that is in New Hampshire. But you know, they can just snatch you up off the streets. Isn't it more responsible to walk home drunk? Like, if you're gonna go drink at a bar, to either take a cab, if you can get a cab, to take you home, or to simply walk home. I mean, if you're stumbling a little bit, that's not a threat to yourself. That's not a threat to traffic or anything like that.
But it could potentially be, which is what they're trying to avoid. It just seems so arbitrary to
me. Well, I could be driving down the street, get stung in the ear by a bee, and then I'm potentially a hazard to everybody on the road.
Yeah, if you take your hands off the wheel. Trying to swat the
bee.
Love
to take you in for the bee sting.
We'll come back with more here. 855-450-FREE. Just take the pills, Daryl, and you'll get out. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live, and you can share your experience. Still to come here tonight, the latest on Uber. They're under attack.
Business owners, listen up.
Give me an L.
Give me a number L.
Give me a C.
What's that spell?
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. So you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-915-2955 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-915-2955. That's 1-800-915-2955.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Take control here, toll free. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We actually are talking about involuntary commitment. I had a guy call in a moment ago who was sharing his personal experience. And as always, it's a frightening story wherein you're just going about your life, trying to enjoy yourself. In this case, he had had a couple beers, maybe more than a couple. And he was doing the, in my opinion, responsible thing. Because not everybody can afford to buy a taxi to take them home. Nor would it necessarily be necessary if, like, for instance, here in Keene, New Hampshire, if I want to go downtown to a bar and drink, I can walk 5 minutes, 10 maximum, and I'm at the bar at which I'd like to drink. So why would I want to hire a taxi to take me anywhere if I'm in a small place like that? So it just doesn't make sense. It wouldn't even cross my mind. Oh, I'm too drunk to walk? I mean, if I'm too drunk to walk, I guess I would call a taxi. But if I can walk out of the bar and walk down the street, then I should be good to go.
If you're too drunk to walk, you're probably too drunk to call somebody as well. And hopefully there's someone there that'll help you.
Yeah, the bar will call someone. Hopefully.
I just think that it was such a sad story, really, to know that there's such a... not even a line anymore between sane and insane and what you can be put into a facility for.
Right. Well, you can be committed, apparently, for not liking authority, right? That's called oppositional defiance disorder.
Yes. ODD.
Yeah, ODD. And in his case, he was committed for being drunk on the streets. They then kept him because he would not sign some sort of voluntary continued commitment form. He would not take the pills that they were demanding that he take, so they continued to keep him until he took the pills that they demanded he takes, which is, to me, really scary. My board operator says, I'd rather go to jail than ever take trazodone again.
Now, I've never heard of trazodone.
I think the caller had mentioned it earlier during his explanation.
Yeah, I think he said that was the one that gave his body contortions.
Okay, I remember him saying about contortions. I didn't recall the name of the drug that he had mentioned. Because, you know, a lot of the drugs, they've got these weird names that, you know, people say them, and it's so many syllables that it's hard to remember what it is.
Sure.
And the names of some of these weird disorders that they have, it's almost like they create a acronym and then try to figure out a disorder. Like there's the SAD, the seasonal affective disorder. So, you know, when it's all dark and gloomy in the wintertime because you're not getting enough vitamin D, then, you know, some people react worse than others, and they go into, you know, like a seasonal depression.
That's what I was thinking. You're sad. When you said odd, like, now odd is going to be more of an insult, because if you call somebody, oh, that person's odd, they have oppositional defiance disorder. And, like, immediately people that are slightly odd are going to be, you know, considered the mental ones.
State mental facilities have been notoriously abusive, frightening, awful places for people to be. And the idea that you could not escape unless you did what they wanted you to do, which is to put whatever chemicals they demand in your body, man, that's frightening stuff.
Not to mention, most of these drugs they prescribe are also addictive.
Well, they're not only addictive, they have very dangerous side effects. A lot of the medications, if you've ever seen or heard the advertisements for a lot of these depression medications.
Yeah, 2 weeks later, you'll see a commercial that's like, if you took this pill, you can call the law office and get compensation. Did you suffer from, and then they list like so many disorders that you can get from it.
Homicidal and suicidal tendencies. Homicidal and suicidal tendencies.
Which is why you take antidepressants, and then they cause that.
Like, those are the two most common side effects of the antidepressants. And I watched a documentary where there was, you know, they talked to a bunch of different families that had been affected by people in their family committing suicide because they were taking these medications. Yep. The one family said that their daughter, who was about to be the valedictorian of her high school, she started taking antidepressants because the doctor prescribed them because she was stressed out about the finals.
Oh, my God.
Like, final exams are coming up. Daughter's a little stressed.
So take a pill. That'll
take these pills.
Don't reason through your emotions. Just take the easy way out.
She tells her mom, I don't feel right. Something's not right. A couple hours later, she's found dead.
Suicide.
Killed herself.
Yeah,
Had never been depressed before.
I heard that.
There was another woman who said that her husband was given one of these pills as a sleep aid. He also never had a history of mental illness, never had a history of depression. And one night he woke up, said, I've got this feeling that I'm outside of my body. 15 minutes later, he had hung himself. Also, no history of depression, no history of suicidal tendencies. It's the medications that are messing with people's brains.
And I know there's a lot of crazy chemicals that you can mix up and put into a pill form and give to people, and you never really know what it's going to do to them. Some of these haven't been tested very long at all, but I thought that most of the suicidal tendencies came once you stopped taking it.
No.
Not necessarily. And then there's also the kids that shoot up schools. A lot of time those guys are on the antidepressants.
Yeah.
So toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Just to go back to the beginning of his story, and we didn't get a whole lot of detail from him because, you know, it was kind of a long story. But in the beginning of his story, when he was just walking down the sidewalk and the police officer pulls up beside him, hey, I need to talk to you. Stop.
He could have just kept silent and kept walking, couldn't he?
He could have likely have continued walking, although if an officer orders you to stop, you know, you might want to slow down or stop, or at the very least say something like, oh, I've got to be somewhere, thanks, but no thanks, I don't have time for a chat.
I read a story about a guy that was killed by cops because he didn't stop to talk to them.
Yeah.
He was deaf and had no clue somebody was telling him to stop from behind him.
I don't know if that was the same story, but there was a guy who was in that situation in Seattle, Washington. He was sitting down on a street corner, basically on a stoop or something like that. He had a knife in his hand and he was whittling some wood. And
different story.
Different story, okay. So this guy was whittling some wood. He was half deaf. In the other ear, he had headphones. And some cop came up behind him, started shouting at him to put the knife down, and within 6 seconds, shot him to death.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So you're right.
The city of Seattle actually wound up settling for, I think, $1.5 million with his family.
But money can't bring back someone.
No.
That's
no, it can't.
I just feel like these police officers that are killing people because they're being ignored must have real security issues.
Like, well, real authority issues, too.
Their wife doesn't listen to them when they're at home, and this is what they imagine. I don't know.
So when he was approached by the officer, you know, like you're pointing out, it probably would behoove you to at least stop and entertain briefly whatever the hell wants to happen. But to bring out your camera, first and foremost, please have some sort of recording device on you everywhere you go. If you do, then at the very least, you can punch up. If you've got a smartphone, you can install Bambuser on there, Bambuser. It's free software. Get that configured before you go out onto the streets, so you can just hit one button and then two buttons and you're recording. Hold the camera up and start recording the officer as he gets out of his car and approaches you. And then, you know, basically, once he starts asking you questions, you don't have to answer his questions. You can ask your own questions back, like, am I being detained? Yes, you are. Well, what for? What's the reasonable, articulable suspicion upon which you are detaining me?
Well, and while that is great advice, I'm not discounting the advice, if you're intoxicated, then you're probably not going to be at your fullest cognitive function.
True.
To remember to pull out your camera and ask certain questions.
I don't care. Look, I've seen intoxicated people do cop blocking before. It's not usually the best of conversations. Sometimes they get a little loud and boisterous. But if you're practiced enough at, when you see a cop, you pull your camera out, it'll become a secondhand nature sort of thing, and you won't have to think about it. Just in the same way that people who have guns on their hips should practice pulling the gun and drawing and aiming the gun over and over again so they have sort of this reflex, this habit. People who have cameras should make a practice of recording the police when they see the police. That way you won't forget when the cops are approaching you and it's your turn. So asking questions like, am I being detained? Am I free to go? Officer, I don't have time for your questions. I'm going to go on here now and, you know, you have a nice night. Thanks. Of course, the more you talk, the more he might make the claim that you're obviously drunk. So, you know, again, keeping your conversation to the bare minimum would be appropriate. In fact, you don't have to answer his questions. You could just look at him if you wanted to.
Well, no, you do have to vocalize your right to remain silent.
That's a good point. There was a Supreme Court case about that, wasn't there?
If you don't vocalize it, it's not there.
And in some states, you have to identify yourself,
yes,
apparently, as well. So your mileage may vary, but at the very least, don't answer their questions. It's not going to help you out. And try to move along as soon as you can. Hour number 3 is on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
When leading hardwood mills have excess flooring to sell, there's only one place they go. Lumber Liquidators, America's number one specialty retailer of wood flooring. This week, get amazing deals like gorgeous 3/4-inch solid pre-finished Brazilian cherry hardwood for only $2.99 per square foot. Or quick-click strand bamboo for 37% less than other stores. Plus, get fresh quality laminate flooring for 49 cents. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find your local store. Special 12-month financing is available. Hurry these deals into Tuesday.
Do you remember when summer road trips meant loading up the family in the car and playing hours of I Spy and License Plate Bingo?
I found Alaska.
America's Best Value Inn invites you to share stories and photos from memorable summer trips now through September 15th at americasbestvalueinn.com. You'll be entered for a chance to win free stays at any of our 1,000 hotels, gift certificates from TA and Petro stopping centers, and other fun prizes. Share your memories and make your own this summer at America's Best Value Inn.
I Spy and ABVI.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I'd prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.